Hi, this is a great question. My name is Jason Bolden. I'm an emergency medicine physician, and also I've worked in the field of diversity and inclusion within our organization and Carolinas Healthcare System as a certified diversity professional. In my role, I see people of every walk of life in emergency medicine as a physician that cares for people at the top of our socioeconomic conditions in America and the lowest of the low, so seeing everyone in between. I interact with many people on a daily basis in this realm. I see it all very evidently. However, when you talk about just interacting with people outside of our circle of influence, our immediate circle of influence, they say at work or in a personal life, I think we do have to look at who we surround ourselves with because it's usually a homogeneous type of population, and it's hard to break from that and really interact with people truly different than us and understand them and empathize with them. I think one of the things I would say is look for opportunities. I mean, the recent changes in the CMS school system of moving kids around and trying to make a more diverse, school system is one opportunity. Don't run away from it. I think the people of majority, as I say that, I mean the white majority, think of, moving kids around in this way is making their schools worse for them and their kids. However, they need to maybe embrace it and not shy away from these changes and embrace the individuals that are coming into school and take the opportunity to learn from the family members. The family members of all socioeconomic backgrounds and races and so forth all care about their kids doing well also, and if they would meet with these individuals and understand them, they would understand that as well. I think if they could simply invite a family for lunch or dinner or have their kids come over, they could learn something about those families. Same thing goes for the employers and managers. It's no question that the leadership that I deal with looks like a certain group of people. There's many times as a person of color myself, I oftentimes am in a room with only as the only person of color. Those CEOs and those managers probably go home into their neighborhoods, just like my neighborhood, which is pretty much a white majority and well-to-do neighborhood, and do not seek any perspective from other circles. Myself, person of color, I do, and my family members come from different varieties, but I have the ability to interact with many different people of different classes and backgrounds. In diverse groups, I should say, minority groups have to seek the involvement of their interaction with people of different that are different than them in the majority, where the majority can circle their whole lives by walking around and surrounding themselves with people just like them. I think we have to acknowledge our biases and step out of our comfort zone at times and move forward. I think in this current politicized and divisive times, it needs to be more evident that you have to acknowledge these biases that we all have and be able to move beyond them. It is difficult, but I'd like to hear more about this. I know this is a long-winded conversation, but I have a lot of thoughts and concerns about this, and I think it's embracing our culture in the United States and the culture of racism, our culture of injustice, of socioeconomic share, and calling things out for what they are. I'd love to talk more about this as an emergency physician in our area as well as a diversity professional.